Here in the 21st century, the church has a serious brand perception problem. Brand church is very much on the nose around the world. Why is that? Well, at the top of the list, you'd have to say it's hypocrisy. One of the things you see the church doing rather a lot is pointing a bony, judgmental finger at the rest of the world out there, at the rich, the selfish, the lazy, the sexually immoral, all those sinners out there. Those people out there shouldn't be doing this and they shouldn't be doing that. And yet at the same time, you see some church leaders, some, not all, leading lavish lifestyles. At the same time, you see the systematic cover-up of sexual abuse by the clergy. In some places, in some denominations, it's been going on for decades, sanctioned by people who were meant to protect, who were meant to be shepherds of God's flock. Is the whole church like that? Judgmental, hypocritical? No, of course it isn't. But certainly there's more than enough of it going on to give brand church a black eye. Yeah, there are things happening out in wider society that are wrong. But is it always such a helpful thing to do for church to tell people out there how wrong they are, how far they've strayed from God, when all along the church and the people in it, let's face it, are pretty imperfect themselves? 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. For what have I to do with judging those outside? Is it not those who are inside that you are to judge? God will judge those outside. Drive out the wicked person from among you. In other words, church, maybe it's time to stop pointing your bony, judgmental finger at those sinners out there and instead spend a bit of that energy on getting your own house in order. At what point did we stop holding our own church members accountable for their behavior? How many churches have just rolled over on the question of sexual immorality within? How many churches accept politics, backbiting, anger and dissension, factions in their ranks? Well, that may not be a particularly welcome message to some, especially to those who are in the business of telling the world how far it's strayed from God, instead of telling it how close he really is through the love and the mercy of Jesus Christ, his Son. Here's a sobering thought. Jesus never, ever criticized unbelievers. He only ever criticized people for two things: a lack of faith and religious hypocrisy. And that criticism was reserved for believers. Come on, wake up, church. Your holiness matters. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.